A federal judge is likely to issue a ruling next week on a request from several states to block President Trump's decision to end cost-sharing payments to health insurance companies. The move is the latest by Trump that many see as an attempt to deliberately harm the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Joining us now is one of the architects of the ACA, Kathleen Sebelius. She was Secretary of Health and Human Services under President Obama. Secretary Sebelius, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
And let's start with these cost-sharing reduction payments that President Trump ended last week through executive order. He says they're just lining the pockets of the insurance companies. And he's been making that case as Congress decides what to do. Is that true, that they are just lining the pockets of the insurance companies?
Well, it's unfortunate that the president doesn't seem to understand the law. And the way the law works, and this is where the cost-sharing subsidies come in, is I, as a customer, choose an insurance company. I give my income as part of the enrollment process. I qualify then for a tax premium to help pay the premiums on a monthly basis. But I also qualify for the cost-sharing subsidy. The insurance company upfront sells me a product that has lower deductibles and lower copays, and they get paid back at the end of every year for that portion of the population. So this is hardly lining their pockets. They are required by law to sell lower income individuals a limited deductible and copay policy, and then they are reimbursed depending on how many of their customers fall into that category.
So what will happen to healthcare markets if these payments are not reinstated? Because it does sound, from what we're hearing, that it's very unclear whether Congress is going to reinstate these payments.
You bet. It is unclear. Well, what we're seeing, Jeremy, all over the country, is that insurance companies who have been paid back a month at a time since the Trump administration came into office in January, they have said consistently, we're not sure we're going to pay these, and they will only pay them a month at a time. So basically, every company that decided to sell products for the 2018 open enrollment, which starts November 1st, right around the corner, raised their 2018 rates, saying, if we don't get paid back, that is an enormous hit to the bottom line. So we have to raise our rates, anticipating that President Trump would do just what he has done. So what we're seeing around the country is rates that are skyrocketing based on Trump care, the new uncertain market. When Congress failed to pass a repeal and replace legislation, the administration has been engaged in very active sabotage to make the markets as unstable and unsteady and expensive as possible.
Well, we called you an architect of the Affordable Care Act. Did you and others design it so that it would be too easy for future presidents to take apart, as you say President Trump is doing?
Well, legislation is always susceptible to changes and amendments from future Congress. What I think has been so surprising about this legislation is that it has been a battle the entire time that President Obama was in office. And now that we see a different administration, the battle has in many ways just escalated. So consumers who are subsidized, who qualify for either premium assistance or for cost-sharing subsidies, in many cases, those consumers will be held harmless because their subsidies are elastic. The ones who will really be hurt in this market are people who make too much money to qualify for the income assistance, and they are going to be seeing 20, 30, 40% rate increases across the country through a very intentional act of this administration.
Do you think that this administration can destroy Obamacare in this way, given the fact that Congress has been unable to repeal and replace it as they'd talked about? But do you think that President Trump can kill Obamacare?
Well, I think they can do a lot of harm to these still relatively fragile, relatively new marketplaces. I find it very encouraging, though, to see that the conversation, Jeremy, has really changed in across America. While this particular, the details of this particular law may be shaky and might have to be revisited, I think we have had a watershed moment on the overall attitudes of Americans about health insurance. People want their prices to go down. They want companies to provide better service. They want to make sure that drug prices come down. What I find to be really interesting is none of the Republican legislation even included a mention of drug pricing, even though the president continues to talk about it. It doesn't appear anywhere in the legislation. So I do think that they can do great harm to this particular structure. I'm not sure they can erase the fundamental changes that have happened in the last 8 years in this country.
That's Kathleen Sebelius, who was Secretary of Health and Human Services under President Obama. She's now CEO of Sebelius Resources, LLC. Secretary Sebelius, thank you.
Great to visit with you, Jeremy.